And as we just heard, national security is one of the central debates in this year's presidential election. Both John Kerry and George W. Bush are talking about this issue through the prism of their own personal experiences with war. For Senator Kerry, it's a war he fought in more than 30 years ago in Vietnam. For President Bush, it's a very different war, that war on terrorism that began on September 11, 2001. NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
It's the worst-kept secret in American politics that President George W. Bush plans to make the 9/11 attacks the central theme of his campaign. He repeatedly refers to himself as a war president. His first campaign ads included images from the smoldering remains of the World Trade Center.
I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
The last few years have tested America in many ways. Some challenges we've seen before, and some were like no others. But America rose to the challenge.
Senator John Kerry has complained that President Bush wants the whole election to be about the war, but he too has made a war the centerpiece of his bid for the White House.
There's a sense after Vietnam that every other day is extra,
that you have to do what's right and let the chips fall where they may.
Kerry's use of his record as a decorated Vietnam veteran helped him win the Democratic primaries. On the campaign trail, he surrounded himself with veterans and recognized them at every event.
The same band of brothers that I depended on 30 years ago, and I've said it before and I will say it again. We may be a little bit older, we may be a little bit grayer, but we still know how to fight for our country.
According to Democratic strategist Joe Lockhart, Kerry's military record convinced Democrats that he'd be the most electable candidate in a fight against an incumbent president running on his own war record at a time when national security would be a major issue.
I think that Kerry put it front and center with an eye toward how you'd run against George Bush, knowing that it is harder to go after someone who's a war hero on war and peace issues than it is to go after someone who didn't serve.
But Lockhart isn't sure that Kerry's Vietnam record is working as well now that the general election campaign has begun.
I believe that John Kerry, from watching him, feels like that his service trumps any attack on him as far as this vote or that vote. I don't know what's in the Kerry campaign's mind about what they expected from Bush, but they're not getting a lot of deference.
The Bush campaign wasted no time slamming Kerry for a series of votes it says show Kerry is, quote, weak on defense. Bush's surrogates regularly make the point that Kerry has an honorable record of service, but a terrible record in the Senate. George W. Bush laid the predicate for the attacks himself in his State of the Union address when he contrasted his view of the war on terrorism with what he described as his opponents.
I know that some people question if America is really in a war at all. They view terrorism more as a crime, a problem to be solved mainly with law enforcement and indictments.
According to Stanford University historian David Kennedy, it makes perfect sense for President Bush to run as a commander-in-chief in a time of war.
No war president who has sought re-election has failed to be elected. Abraham Lincoln, in the midst of the Civil War in 1864, re-elected. Franklin Roosevelt, 1944, in the midst of World War II, re-elected. Even Richard Nixon, in the midst of a highly controversial and unpopular war, re-elected in 1972 by an overwhelming margin. So that record, it seems to me, suggests there's something extraordinarily powerful in the position of commander-in-chief in a time of national crisis.
But running as a war president has its own risks. Mr. Bush's conduct of the war against terrorism is facing criticism from Democrats like Kerry, who say he hasn't done enough on homeland security, and from Richard Clark, a former White House counterterrorism official who attacked the main argument for the president's reelection when he told the 9/11 Commission this week that the Bush administration did not make terrorism an urgent priority before 9/11. And David Kennedy asks, what happens next fall if voters do not believe the country is in the midst of a national crisis?
President Bush would like to present himself as the champion of the war against terror. But in fact, the war against terror so far has taken the form of two highly conventional military actions, a conventional war against Afghanistan and another against Iraq. Now, it's possible that the Iraq war will be wound down entirely by the time Election Day rolls around in November. Then Bush will have to convince the public that the war on terror is still ongoing and he's still an effective leader of it.
Polls consistently show that right now Americans rank Mr. Bush the stronger choice to protect the country against terrorism. But it's impossible to know exactly how events in Iraq and at home over the next 7 months will affect voters' assessments of the abilities of either candidate to be an effective commander-in-chief. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.